Unpredictable. The news is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Polls start closing in a few hours for Super Tuesday races. Voters across the country weighing in on presidential races. ABC's political director, Rick Klein, says the stakes are highest for Nikki Haley's campaign.
There's a huge number of states voting. It is truly a nationwide set of contests, California up through New England. But in a lot of those states, Nikki Haley has virtually no chance of winning any delegates. California basically off the map for her. Same thing in a bunch of southern states where Donald Trump is likely to get all or almost all of the delegates.
Talks between the U.S. and Arab nations continuing to finalize a six-week ceasefire and hostage release deal to have it in place before the start of the Islamic holiday, Ramadan, this Sunday. Hamas says it wants a full withdrawal of Israeli forces. In Michigan, jury selection began today in the involuntary manslaughter trial of James Crumbly. He's the father of convicted Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly. Mom Jennifer Crumbly was found guilty on similar charges last month. This is ABC News. A man in Massachusetts is facing charges, including wire fraud, accused of stealing tens of thousands from a veterans program and then going on a lavish spending spree.
48-year-old David Duran, otherwise known as Dawood Hakeem Duran, was a program manager for a nonprofit provider of veteran suicide prevention in New Hampshire. He recommended the provider hire E3 Foundation to provide services for a grant. That supposed foundation was headed by Duran himself. And over the course of months, submitted invoices for $50,000 in services, which prosecutors say he spent on a Royal Caribbean cruise, and payments to models on OnlyFans. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Members of the Dartmouth men's basketball team today voting to unionize. The unprecedented move makes it the first college for college athletes looking to form a labor union. The university is vowing to appeal, and it's the latest challenge to the NCAA business model that centers on amateur status for athletes. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the lobster feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News, sponsored today by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance Agents. Insurance designed with you in mind. Tonight, lows down to 25, northeast winds of around 5 and mostly clear. Wednesday, partly cloudy, highs of 52. And Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy, highs of 53. It's 52 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. After over a week of dangerous fire conditions, the DNR said today that fire danger was low to start the day after several rounds of rain in southwestern Wisconsin yesterday. However, with ongoing drought and forecasted dry and windy conditions, burn bans remain in effect in some areas. Already this year, there have been 139 wildfires, including one yesterday. Over 300 acres have burned in the state already. The 10-year average for this time of year is 4 wildfires and 2 acres. The burn ban for Vernon County has been lifted. The Fire Chiefs Association has lifted the ban that was in effect since Friday for Vernon County. Outdoor burning can resume, including burning of brush and grass at this time. Please remember that if you are going to do any burning, call the Vernon County Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center at 608-637-2123 before burning. This is to ensure they are aware of the burning in case other calls come in. When you are done burning, you should notify the dispatch center to let them know your burning is complete so they can take it off their list. Please be mindful of the weather conditions on the day you plan to burn. Today is Super Tuesday. Voters in 15 states and American Samoa should put President Biden and Donald Trump closer to their party's nominations. Trump spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt on WISN-TV's Upfront.
And that's why we have already shifted gears to focus on the general election in November. So we'll be coming to Wisconsin. We'll be coming to battleground states like Pennsylvania and Michigan in the next several months.
Biden surrogate Malcolm Kenyatta tells WISN-TV's Upfront he's not concerned the president is losing in battleground states.
Whether it's Wisconsin or Michigan or Pennsylvania, you know, these are states that have always been close. And the president's going to go out and make his case.
Wisconsin is one of a handful of states expected to decide the winner in November. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection is issuing a public health alert for bacon cheddar beef burgers produced by Nielsen's Foods in Clear Lake. This alert is due to the product being misbranded and containing undeclared allergens. The aforementioned product contains two known allergens, hydrolyzed soy protein and anchovies, which are not declared on the product label. Product was sold at Nielsen's Market and at grocery stores in Burnett, Pierce, Polk, St. Croix, and Washburn counties on or before February 27th. DADCAP is issuing this public health alert to ensure consumers with an allergy to soy and or fish are aware that this product should not be consumed. No illnesses have been reported as a result of the consuming of this product. Anyone with signs or symptoms of a foodborne illness or allergic reactions should contact their doctor. Consumers who have this product should discard it. Court records reveal the depth of Wisconsin Republicans' fake electors effort. Pro-Trump attorneys James Troupas and Kenneth Chesbro, key players in the fake elector scheme by Wisconsin Republicans, have settled a lawsuit and released more than 1,400 pages of documents regarding their work on the 2020 election. That includes a video of the fake electors meeting at the Capitol. As part of the agreement, Chesbro and Troupas said they would not participate in similar efforts in the future, but did not admit to any wrongdoing or liability. As police continue to search for 3-year-old Elijah View, they have requested information on a vehicle of interest in the case. Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Mennert says they have the vehicle, which is a beige 1997 four-door Nissan Altima with a Wisconsin plate that starts with A and ends with zero. What they are looking for is video from surveillance cameras on February 19th between the hours of 2 and 9 p.m. Mennert is asking for all, even those not in Two Rivers or the adjacent areas, to check any footage. Elijah was reported missing on February 20th. The Wisconsin Department of Justice's Office of School Safety is working to stop violence before it happens. Thursday, Attorney General Josh Call kicked off a series of 11 training sessions around the state at Black Hawk Technical College in Janesville. Call said the trainings include best practices on threat assessment and preventing mass attacks in public spaces. The training is aimed at assisting professionals from law enforcement, public safety educators, school personnel, mental health professionals, and other community members who are involved in risk detection. DOJ has reallocated $1,340,000 in American Rescue Plan Act funds to sustain the Office of School Safety through this year. Republican lawmakers rejected funding in the state budget. The Spring Green Lions Club is holding an annual event tonight that will help satisfy your appetite. Jenna Stoltz is a member of the Spring Green Lions Club.
We have the spaghetti dinner at Arthur's in Spring Green, and there are lots of different opportunities to come in and get your spaghetti. We've been selling tickets for a few weeks now, and we also will have a dine-in and drive-through option for people to come and eat and support the Lions Club.
The spaghetti dinner has been held annually for many years. The money raised will go directly to the Spring Green Lions so they can help other organizations in the future. Pam Chahadi is also a member of the Spring Green Lions Club.
We usually sponsor an event or a club to donate the money to a specific event, but this year the money is going back to the Lions Club because we had a rain out with the art fair, so our funds have come down a little bit, so it's to build up our funds so we can help the community in other areas. So it's kind of coming back to us. But we've done things for the swim team and the community gardens, music boosters, the Boy Scouts. We've helped with the Eagle Scouts. So there's been a lot of community involvement where we've co-opted with somebody to help them replenish their funds for an event or equipment or whatever they need. Whenever there's an opportunity to help some group, we try and help through the spaghetti dinner.
The Spring Green Lions Club spaghetti dinner is being held this evening from now until 7:30 at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green, with dine-in and drive-through options available. Hear the story of POW Gene Moran's incredible tale of loss and recovery tonight at 7 at the Vernon County Museum and History Center in Viroqua. In November 1943, wounded American tail gunner Gene Moran of Soldiers Grove plunged 4 miles to the ground in Nazi Germany while inside the severed tail of his Flying Fortress bomber and survived. In the next 17 months, Gene endured some of the worst episodes of the American prisoner of war experience in occupied Europe. The recently published book by John Armbruster, Tailspin, chronicles Gene's World War II survival saga and shows an elderly man finally coming to terms with the cruelties of war that would haunt his entire life. The program is free and all are welcome. Outstanding undergraduate student researchers and their faculty advisors from across the universities of Wisconsin will showcase their work Wednesday at the UW's annual Research in the Rotunda event at the state capitol. Lawmakers, employers, alumni, and the public are invited to attend. This year marks the 20th annual showcase of the UW's signature event, which takes place from 10:30 to 2:30 in the state capitol rotunda. It is free and open to the public. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman is scheduled to give brief remarks at noon, with an introduction by Board of Regents President Karen Walsh. More than 150 students are scheduled to present their research. Today's winner of $50 in the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 calendar raffle is Mary Jo Neagle of Richland Center on ticket number 650.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Baskerville, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Richard Arnold Dick Bessler, 88, of La Crosse, formerly of Viroqua, died February 26th. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at the Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua. Burial with military honors will follow in the Viroqua Cemetery. Friends may call at Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Richard Arnold, Dick Bessler, 88, of La Crosse, formerly of Viroqua. Linda Lou Ritten, 72, of Muscadet, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at the Avoca Bible Church, with burial to follow in the Pulaski Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Avoca Bible Church Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Linda Lou Ritten, 72, of Muscadet. Marjorie Ellen Pizal, 79, of Sauk County, died Thursday at the Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Services will be held Thursday at 1 at Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Thursday from 11 until the time of service at 1. In lieu of flowers, the family asked that donations be made to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Marjorie Ellen Pizal, 79, of Sauk County. Lisa Marie Klang, 48, of Cazenovia, died Saturday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Graveside services will be held Friday at 2 at St. Anthony's Cemetery in Germantown. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 3 to 6 at St. Anthony's School. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family of Lisa Marie Klang, 48, of Cazenovia. Craig Peach of Richland Center died February 25th. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church. Friends may call at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Craig Peach of Richland Center. Charles E. Butcher, 92, of Valley, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Burr Wesleyan Church, rural Hillsboro. Burial with military rites will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro Friday from 4 to 7 and at the Burr Wesleyan Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Charles E. Butcher, 92, of Valley. Mark F. Trum, 41, of Boscobel, died unexpectedly Thursday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Boscobel Boland Banquet in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Hickory Grove Cemetery, Hickory Grove Township. Friends may call at the Boscobel Boland Banquet Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be directed to the family to be donated to the Boscobel School Forest property. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Mark F. Trum, 41, of Boscobel. Alice E. Stoll, 93, of Yuba, died Sunday at home. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro Sunday from 2 to 4. Friends may also call at St. Aloysius Church Monday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Alice E. Stoll, 93, of Yuba.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This week's auction includes their usual run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit StadyAuction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday, including this Wednesday, starting at 11:30. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, pretty quiet weather across the region now as the low-pressure system which brought us the rain yesterday has shifted over into the Ohio Valley. A wedge of clearing running from Nebraska right up through Wisconsin and upper Michigan with high pressure building in. This will protect us yet for the next couple of days. Meanwhile, the next low-pressure system will emerge from the southern plains heading into Thursday nights and could spread some light rain up into southern Wisconsin Thursday night into Friday. It doesn't look too terribly heavy right around here, maybe a few tenths of an inch, trending heavier as you get down toward northern Illinois, southeast Wisconsin into lower Michigan. That strip may see as much as a half inch to a three-quarter inch by Friday night. Otherwise, some cooler north winds will come into the region behind that system going into the start of the weekend with dry conditions. But then another surge of warmth on the way starting late Sunday and taking us into the first half of next week. Temperatures could start to soar again about 20 degrees above normal. There will be the possibility of more active weather returning later next week. That forecast for tonight, mostly clear, just turning a bit chilly as temperatures fall down to the mid-20s. Light northeast to east wind. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, staying mild with a high of 52. Wind out of the east-southeast, close to 10. Thursday, partly or mostly cloudy, low 30, high 53. Some light rain expected later Thursday night. Friday, breezy and cloudy with rain likely ending in the evening. Low 36 with highs in the mid-40s. Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, and seasonably cool. Low in the upper 20s, high near 44. Sunday, mostly sunny, low 24, high in the upper 40s. And Monday, sunny or partly cloudy and warmer, low in the upper 20s with a high near 56. We could reach the 60s on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a mostly sunny 51 degrees, 53 being our high today, our morning low 36. Yesterday's high was 52. We also received a quarter inch of rain yesterday, and a little bit of hail as well. As for a record high for this day, 73 was set back in 2000, a record low 12 below set in 1978. Last year on this day, our high was 48, our low 23. Sunset today will be at 5:55, sunrise tomorrow at 6:30. No precipitation today. The barometer heading upwards, it's at 30.4, and north winds are at 2. Again, it's 51 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency. WRCO's Phil Nee has Southwest Wisconsin Conference postseason news today.
The Southwest Wisconsin Conference All-Conference Girls basketball teams have been announced. Platteville and Prairie du Chien both went 9-1 during the regular season to win the title. Dodgeville was 6-4, Lancaster 4-6, River Valley 2-8, and Richland Center 0-10. The first team All-Conference Girls team from the Southwest includes, from Dodgeville, seniors McKenna Riley and Maggie White, Lancaster junior Jessica Morgan, Platteville junior Jaxton Burgeon, and Prairie du Chien junior Tana Radloff. Second team honors went to Dodgeville senior Marley Bush, Platteville freshman Avery Richard and Rihanna Dye, Prairie du Chien juniors Tessa Tchaikovsky Higgins and Greenlee Cron. The honorable mention list includes Dodgeville junior Lily Weagle, Lancaster junior Annie Martin and senior Mallory Olmstead, Platteville senior Alyssa Blevins and junior Macy Noble, Prairie du Chien freshman Carly Kramer and junior Rita Achenbach, Richland Center junior Carly Meaden is an honorable mention selection, and River Valley sophomore Brooklyn Stokes and Karina Osborne, a junior, make the honorable mention squad. The player of the year was Tana Radloff of Prairie du Chien, and there were co-coaches of the year this year. Congratulations to Paula Shedevy of Prairie du Chien and Brandon Temperley of Platteville. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency.
Earlier this afternoon in spring training baseball, the Giants defeated the Brewers by a score of 13-8. The Brewers did start off the game with four runs in the top of the first inning, but San Francisco answered back in the bottom of the fourth as the Brewers fell to now be 3-7 in spring training. Also in sports news, as the Packers face the monumental decision concerning what to do about standout running back Aaron Jones, there is also another possibility. Wisconsin football fans may be happy to see Badger star Braylon Allen in the Green Bay backfield, as even if Jones remains, Allen would be a solid choice to replace A.J. Dillon. The Packers have a talented, youthful receiving core and a strong quarterback. Maintaining a strong running game makes certain the offensive approach remains a diverse one. Also in sports news, the Chicago Bears passed up C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young last year because they had Justin Fields. Now they have a shot at Caleb Williams. They can miss another chance at a franchise quarterback. The first edition of the AP's 2024 mock draft says the Bears keep the top pick and take Williams in a draft projection that has quarterbacks going with the first three picks and five overall in the first round. The AP projects 10 offensive linemen are chosen in the first round, including three among the top 10. And also, NFL teams are set to dole out billions in free agent contracts in the coming weeks as teams around the league hope that bold moves in March will pay off with wins on the field once the season starts. But in a league with a sharp aging curve and specific systems that don't suit all players, those dollars spent don't guarantee success. According to one of the sports websites, NFL teams handed out more than $3.3 billion in contracts last offseason, with nearly half of that money fully guaranteed at signing. The six biggest spenders last offseason all missed the postseason. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all. Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. With next week being National Poison Prevention Week, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society urges you to take time to learn what things can be poisonous, not only to your human loved ones, but also to your pets. For example, you may know that dogs should never be allowed to eat chocolate, but did you know that the most common pet toxins are over-the-counter human medications, or that the most common human pain reliever, acetaminophen, can be fatal to pets? Make it a point this week not only to look up what things may be poisonous to your pets, but also to make sure that these things are all out of their paws' reach. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Aterers in Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aterers in Plain.
Soybeans and corn were lower Tuesday. Cattle finished higher and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were down on profit taking and technical selling, holding above the recent lows, but the trade does seem reluctant to break overhead resistance. South American weather generally looks favorable and export demand remains slow. May soybeans were down 6 at 11.49, July was 6 and a quarter lower at 11.59. May corn was down $3.60 at $3.29.90, and May soybean oil was 13 points lower at $45.04. Corn was lower on profit-taking and technical selling. Watching second crop planting and development in Brazil and conditions in Argentina, export demand's good and ethanol margins have tightened but remain in positive territory. May corn was 3.75 lower at 4.26 and a quarter. July was down 3.75 at 4.37 and a half. And wheat was lower on profit-taking and technical selling. Global winter wheat conditions are mostly good, with scattered rain in the forecast for the western U.S. plains. The recent rally was bargain hunting by commercials, not a fundamental change. May Chicago was 13 lower at 551. May Kansas City was down 11 at 569 and a quarter. May Minneapolis wheat was 4 cents lower at 655 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were higher ahead of this week's widespread direct cash cattle business. Brent Barnett will have more on that in just a moment. April live was up $1.32 at $188. June was 95 higher at $183.52. April feeders were up $1.42 at $257.17, and May feeders were 92 higher at $258.90. And hogs closed mixed, mostly lower on spread trade and the lower midday move in pork. Cash business was mixed during the session. April lean was down a dollar and a dime at 85.17. June was 52 lower at 101.60. Brent Barnett has that full look at cash livestock after this.
Brownfield farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Cash cattle country had a few scattered bids on the table in parts of Nebraska Tuesday afternoon, but asking prices in the north were very elusive. In the south, prices have been starting around 186. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until Wednesday or later. Boxed beef cutout values were lower at the close, with choice down 151 at 304.79 and select down 30 cents at 294.87. The choice select spread was 992. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and down nearly 4,000 on the year. Cash hog closing data was delayed. Hogs were mixed at midday, with barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct 37 cents lower, with a base range of $69 to $75. Estimated hog slaughter was 454,000 head, down 37,000 on the week and down more than 30,000 on the year. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Our great deals this month include, from the 13th to the 25th, our purchase Clark or Royal Paint, any size, and get the next one half off of equal or lesser value. Also buy a $50 gift certificate and you will receive a $10 one for yourself. So stop in at our Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse to get these and many other deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on-the-farm delivery, they have you covered. For bulk orders, Economy Feeds nutritionists can work with you to determine the best mix to help you save money. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. A farm management analyst from southern Minnesota says there are lower guarantees for revenue protection insurance this year. Prices were finalized at the end of February, and Kent Tesey tells Brownfield.
Spring base prices for 2024 at $4.66 for corn and $11.56 for soybeans.
More news is next.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield market news on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Global strategist for grain and oil seeds with Rabobank says he's keeping a close watch on South America's crop production as harvest advances. Stephen Nicholson says Brazil's first corn and soybean harvest are about halfway complete, but combines are moving fast. A U.S. senator is asking Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack to review USDA's telework policies. Iowa's Joni Ernst tells Brownfield she's concerned about a report from the Government Accountability Office that revealed the amount of remote work conducted by USDA staff.
They have an occupancy rate of 11% at their building.
During a recent Senate Ag Committee hearing, Secretary Vilsack defended the agency's workers and said productivity has been high.
I can tell you how many farm loans, how many NRCS contracts have been entered, and I can guarantee you, compared to other administrations, this team is working their tail off.
I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
The low commodity prices and some recent weather experience have an ag economist sticking to his initial recommendations for crop insurance this year.
Overall, for the 2024 ARC PLC sign-up, I'm still recommending County ARC program because that's where the value is still there.
That's Paul Mitchell with the University of Wisconsin-Madison. We'll hear more from him next on today's Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Brownfield farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Ag economist Paul Mitchell has spent the winter suggesting farmers use USDA's Ag Risk Coverage County program. He tells Brownfield he's gone back over the options several times since making his recommendations.
It's been on my mind a lot. I actually fielded an email from a farmer about, you know, have you changed things? And I'm fine with the way things are. I don't think we need to update our recommendations over ARC and PLC. I still think ARC is the way to go. The folks at Illinois have set up their new simulator tool, and you can run the model for your different counties and stuff, and ARC is still the better deal. There's farmers that are buying that SCO policy for their crop insurance. About 5-6% of the corn and soybean acres in the state are in that. So those folks are having to sign up for PLC, but I'm still sticking with my recommendations, and that's the Illinois folks are staying the same thing. And
there's not much out there that's going to really drastically change the outcome because the market's so low right now.
The big thing is prices right now are low for the 2023 crop we're selling, you know, relative to what they thought, you know, a few months ago or even. But long term, for the 2024 marketing year average price is still $4.40 above the $4.01 price floor for corn, and $11.20 for beans, well above the $9.26 price floor for soybeans and PLC. So they're closer, but ARC is still a better deal. I think everyone's getting concerned about the 2023 crop prices eroding, but the 2024 crop price is what we're talking about for this program. Overall, for the 2024 ARC PLC sign-up, I'm still recommending County ARC program because that's where the value is still there. I mean, we've got this lingering drought, and that's what I think another reason ARC is a good deal for the counties, because we had drought last year, yet we still set a record for the new per acre yield average of 177 plus here on this national level. But some counties are low, you know, the yield is. And so the national level prices and national level yields aren't necessarily correlated with what happens on your local county. That's another reason. I think if you're in a county that gets hit by the drought, you're going to have low county yields triggering ARC payments, but the national yields might be fine. I don't think they're going to be huge payments if they are made anyway. Things would have to, you know, it's back to the standard thing. The wheels would have to fall off the bus. You know, something happened globally, or we get a Munster yield, or South America does, and now the prices of corn just fall apart. The price of beans fall apart. Demand falls apart for some reason. Right now, though, given what we expect, we don't see the likelihood of getting these ARC and PLC payments being huge.
That's Paul Mitchell from the University of Wisconsin. And I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Just 18 minutes away from 6 o'clock, moving along on this Tuesday. Well, going on right now, the Spring Green Lions Club's annual spaghetti dinner is being held at Arthur's Supper Club until 7:30. If you're wondering what's being served, the menu includes spaghetti and meat sauce. There is a vegetarian option available. French bread and coleslaw, dine-in beverage included. So that's going on right now. Cost for adults is $11. Children, $7, both at the door. And so that is going on. Dine-in or drive-thru available. Here's Sawyer Brown, Mission Temple Fireworks Stand.
Fire and brimstone,
Mission Temple Fireworks.
one thing. I'll be a human bottle rocket, and I'll go out with a bang. I'll leave this Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
everything's gonna be just fine.
The Lost and Found Apartment, found a little bit ago by the Richland Center Industrial Park, two male beagles, one wearing a red collar. If these sound like your dogs, call 608-604-8213. Again, the number, 604-8213.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Ithaca Lions will host a pancake benefit breakfast for Arlene Elvin on March 17th at Ithaca High School Commons. From 7 until 12:30, savor a delicious menu featuring pancakes, ham, gluten-free options on request, cheese, scrambled eggs, applesauce, and a choice of white or chocolate milk. Adult tickets $10, students $5, and preschoolers eat for free. Explore the bake sale and silent auction for more delightful surprises. To donate to the sale or auction, please call Gina Lorenz at 604-798 or Julie Brandt at 495-0919. Come together for a morning of community compassion and pancakes at the Ithaca Lions Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser, March 17th.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
100.9 WRCO.
'70s were raging on. I was a teenage kid moving on to high school. TV, music, and drive-in screens set the stage for life and dreams in a small town. Was Dad's arm out the window? That blue mercury monkey. Was Mom making us kids settle down, yelling from the front seat? Memories and pictures take me back. Live on. I'll never forget the smell of platform shoes, Walter Cronkite on in a living room, and the war in Vietnam. stones fading in and out on the car stereo. As we went flying down the road, was Dad's arm out the window of that blue Mercury Marquis? Was Bob making us kids settle down, yelling from the front seat? Memories and pictures take me back. Live on. I'll never forget the smell of Marlboros and Avon. It's been a lot of summer since 73. Looking back now, I can still see Dad's arm out the window, that blue Mercury Marquis. And Mom making us kids settle down, yelling from the front seat. Memories and pictures take me back. Live on. I'll never forget the smell of Marlboro's and Avon.
Take the long way home.